Action.
He must surely have found a place to offer his brooch. Give it to the wind, Nanad said, bracing himself against the rock. Gwyn extended his upturned hand into the wind and uncurled his fingers. The brooch was snatched away so fast that he never saw what became of it. He withdrew his hand and waited for the wind to answer, not knowing what the answer would be, but wanting to bring him something that would change the way things were to fill the emptiness in the house below. But the wind did not reply. It held about Gwyn's head and tore at his clothes. Then slowly it died away, taking somewhere within its swirling streams and current turns, the precious brooch not leaving anything in return. Then from the west came a silver-white cloud of snow, observing within minutes of the sea the surrounding mountains and the fields below. And as the snow began to uncurl and embrace, Gwyn found himself chanting, Math, Lord of Gwynedd, Gwydion, and Gwyfolthe. This he repeated over and over again, not knowing whether he was calling to the living or the dead. And all the while, huge snowflakes drifted.